You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Go Big Redcast, the Husker Fan Sports Show.
I think that they understand that we have a chance to be a good team. It starts this week for us coming back home. So we're excited to play at home, excited to play in front of the home fans.
Welcome to the Go Big Redcast, morning after edition. Nebraska defeated Northern Illinois 35-11 last night to get the first victory of the Matt Rhule era in Memorial Stadium. We were there for it. And it was a great environment. It was a great game. There's a lot of new developments that I think have come out of that game, some things that can maybe clear things up for the season as we move forward, both on the offense and on the defensive side. And so, I thought I wanted to touch on that. I'm your host, Honky. And, you know, that was a really satisfying game to watch from a physical standpoint. You looked up at the scoreboard and you saw from a yard standpoint, especially what we were doing on the defensive side, there are just a lot of good takeaways. And it's irrelevant of who the opponent was, because we've played teams like Northern Illinois, lost to a team like Northern Illinois in the past, but we've played down, so to speak, to the level of an opponent. And what I loved about last night was with a new quarterback and the amount of different people that we were, putting in onto the field, just didn't matter. I mean, we just went with it. And we took care of a team that we're supposed to take care of. And I think there's something that you can really build off of. So I kind of took down six, seven of my thoughts here and want to go through them. And it starts with the black shirts. That defense yesterday, they've now put this on the tape for three games in a row. So they are stacking good quality games against completely different types of opponents. What Minnesota wants to do to you is different than what Colorado wants to do versus what obviously Northern Illinois did. And they're maintaining a consistency of physicality. The tackling is outstanding. And when I look at the stats here, they gave up 149 yards last night, only 26 of them rushing yards, 123 in the passing. The 26 rushing yards, I mean, that's the third straight game now that they've held a team under 60 yards rushing. I think we were ninth in the country going into last night in rush defense, and that's only going to improve after that. And a lot of those yards, 149 total yards? A lot of those yards came in the last minute, couple minutes of the game, when Northern Illinois put in, or when we put in our backups on defense, which was a great feeling to be in Memorial Stadium and seeing backups starting to get in on the field because we are that far ahead. It's been a while. And they probably got about 60 of those 149 yards came in the last drive of the game. So that we were at that point, my cousin and I were sitting there in the stands watching it, and we were hoping that maybe Nebraska, if they could make a three and out in that last drive, we could have held them under 100 total yards. But they did get they had a good drive at the very end, Northern Illinois, and got a late touchdown in, but three sacks for 27 yards. They were 4-15 on third down conversions. And overall, they had 62 plays for 149 yards. That's 2.4 yards per play. The black shirts came to play again. We did get one interception. Javon Wright had one. So they tied the turnovers. The turnover margin that game was one apiece. Defensively, I still think we're going to get more turnovers at some point. It's just going to happen. It has to happen. As physical and as aggressive as this defense is, you think it's just it's bound to happen at some point. But another really good showing. Number two was Heinrich Harburg. And we write down here, quarterback controversy. Or is there even one? To me, what it made me feel after the game was it made me feel really good that I think we have two quarterbacks on this team right now that if they get better and if they can hold on to the ball, I feel comfortable that we can win with either. There's certainly no controversy from my perspective. I am more than willing to let Coach Satterfield and Coach Rhule figure out who they want to go with. I have my preference, and what I saw last night was a really clean game played by a kid getting out there for the first time, a Nebraska kid on top of that. They both have, they bring a lot of the similar skill sets, big QBs. They can run the football, but Harburg, his poise out there and his ability to not make the big mistake. I mean, there's nothing that prevented him from fumbling it three times if he wanted to, but he didn't. And if we would have fumbled three or four times last night, that would have been a completely different game. At the same token, I think Sims is getting better. Before that injury, he was getting better against Colorado, throwing the football on time. You know, we completed passes against Colorado that he wasn't completing against Minnesota, passes where receivers ended up getting yards after the catch. You know what Sims can do in the run game. It's just the turnovers, right? And so right now, what do you do moving forward? Well, Sims has to get healthy, number one. And as long as Harburg is doing what he's doing, I would have him start again next week against Louisiana Tech and see where it goes. But I think at some point, just inevitably, the way that we run these guys, Harburg had 14, or he had 21 carries for 98 yards. The amount of times that these guys run it, which I love in this offense, I do. But when you run that much, the inevitability of both of them being needed is there. So I don't look at it as a controversy. I look at it as I feel better now that we have two quarterbacks that can, you know, play in the game and win a game for us as long as they hold on to the ball and don't turn it over. It's as simple as that. So Harburg went 14 of 24 for 158 yards passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He had the one fumble, which was a good play by the defense. It was a sack, a good hit. And that's one of the things that, you know, we've got to improve on there. But that I at least that was a forced play. It wasn't like some of the plays the first two games where we were just giving it away. It was a legit forced play by a good defender there. And the defensive line of Northern Illinois was their strength. And they showed it a lot of times last night. So I give them credit there. Harburg was 58% there, and he had 21 carries for 98 yards rushing. Now, 21 carries sounds like a lot. It sounds like you know, you're getting into Martinez category. But I will say, think of it like the first possession. We got under center, I formation, ran option. There was a couple different zone reads that he ran. So it's not 21 called quarterback carries. There were a number of carries in there that were option read type of plays where, you know, he could have handed off, he could have pitched it, and he was reading what the defense was doing. So I didn't have an issue with how they were using him necessarily, but we have to have two quarterbacks ready to go if our quarterbacks are going to get that many carries. That's just the inevitable way of it. Running backs, the backfield. Wow. Grant and Irvin. We had Ramir Johnson early in the game. It sounds like he got a little bit banged up. We'll see where he is moving forward. But Grant and Irvin, that it became the show of those two guys. And Irvin had 14 carries, 67 yards, 4.8 yards a carry, had a touchdown. Grant had 7 carries, 46 yards for 6.6 yards a carry and a touchdown. And it was good to see Grant get back out there after sitting out the Colorado game. The other thing that I thought that we started to see in this game, we really hadn't up to this point, is the receiver or the running backs getting into the receiving game. Grant had one catch for 9 yards, but I believe that was one that got a first down. Irvin had 2 catches for 20 yards. They're doing some things out of the play action where the quarterback's rolling and rolling alongside with the running back. Real easy passes there. I like the development of that. That's something I think you can build off of. And it was good to see those guys using their hands in the receiving game. And there was even a couple of plays where I saw both of them on the field at the same time. And what that leads me to think, we didn't see it last night. They didn't do this, but imagine that day where we're in the shotgun, or maybe even do it under center, but we're under a shotgun. You've got Grant and you've got Irvin on each side, and you have a handoff up the middle, the first part of a triple option, and you got the other guy going around and you could do a pitch. I mean, that's a lot for the defense to have to prepare for. And, you know, on Twitter late last night, we did some video breakdown, and there's a lot that this defense or this offense is giving the defense to have to see, from personnel packages to the motions and everything. Even that, the reverse on the second possession where Hill got tackled in the backfield, you go back and you watch that play, the amount of things that the defense, whether you call it window dressing or eye candy or just there's so much cross motion going on that they're motioning a guy from right to left. They're pulling the tight end from left to right. They're handing it off to the wide receiver going from left to right and following that tight end. The quarterback's going back and play actioning to the running back who's curving off to the left and kind of following the receiver that was in motion. There is so much stuff going on that defenses have to be really disciplined against us. And I think we're going to just only keep getting better doing this. So offensively, even though the yards, overall yards, weren't going to blow you away last night, it still is something that I'm seeing development, and this can keep getting better. And I think we're going to have an explosion offense coming up here. Maybe it's this week against Louisiana Tech. I could see us getting into those 400 or 500 yard kind of category. And 35 points last night was good considering that we were a slow start. But when we scored that first touchdown in the first half, that's the first time this season we've scored first half points. So everything's progress, right? It's baby steps, but it's progress.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next is the wide receivers and the tight ends. And, you know, what I would say about them as much as anything is just we're seeing growth out of it. That first game, they were almost non-existent. Kemp doesn't even get a catch. Yesterday, we see Kemp getting the touchdown right away in the first drive. Washington is becoming a steady receiver. But I think what we're seeing out of the tight ends, and specifically Fedoni, my goodness. I mean, Fedoni, that catch, it's probably the play of the game was the catch that he had on the third down. Right on the sideline, that tiptoe one, that was a great catch. And then it was good to see him get just wide open right across the middle late in the game and have a touchdown based off of some play action there too. That's good. It looked easy. It wasn't any amazing play he made. It was just a good, easy play across the middle, and he's a big target, and they hit him. I like how they're using the receivers and the tight ends in the run game. And then even in the pass game, that touchdown pass to Kemp in the first possession, it's Bullock's downfield blocking. It's Fedoni downfield blocking when they ran the option on the first play of the game. Watch Kemp blocking out there. So these guys are doing more than just catching passes. Also, for what it's worth, Kemp on that touchdown pass, where's he lined up? He's in the backfield. Again, just giving more to look at. He's lined up next to the quarterback off to the left, and then he comes across. So lining guys up in different positions, forcing the defense to have to cover them with different players based upon alignment. Great work there by Satterfield and Coach Rule. This offense is starting to grow, and I think that's really important. Okay, number four, overall depth. I don't know what to say, man. You watch that defense, and by the second drive, I'm already like, who is this? Okay, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Where my cousin and I are sitting there charting numbers, like how many dudes are out there? And they're out there in meaningful snaps early in the game. You know, third down and goal defense after the sudden turnover after Harbor got sacked and fumbled there. And there we are on third down, and they're running the ball to the left. And it's Micah Bear setting the edge with Riley Van Poppel right next to him, filling and setting the edge as well. Those two guys, and there's no place for the guy to run. Okay, those guys weren't starting. Van Poppel certainly wasn't. And that's a freshman, and that's a redshirt freshman. The next possession on a third and three, you have Bear out there. You have Jabari Butler. You have Quan Buckley, and you have Princewell along the D-line. Not a single starter. They're all freshmen and redshirt freshmen guys. Guys that are, you know, just barely into this program, and they are playing those kinds of snaps, third and short kind of snaps. Not wasted time. I mean, the amount of players that they're getting in there defensively, it was so impressive. And on top of that, you know, 23 guys made a tackle, 7 dudes make a catch. We had, you know, 5 different runners running the ball. They're spreading things out, and they're just getting a lot of kids out there on the field. And so when we talk about being a developmental program, this kind of feels like what a developmental program would look like. And it wasn't just waiting until the last 5 minutes of the game when the score is out of hand. It was guys playing meaningful minutes. And so Javen Wright, not listed as a starter, but he's the one that caught the interception there. That's going to pay dividends for us, I think, as the season goes on. And on top of that depth, one player that should be mentioned too along the offensive line was seeing Teddy Prochazka getting out there again for the first time this season. They used him not as a traditional left tackle, right tackle. They kind of used him the way they did against Oklahoma 2 years ago as a true freshman. They got him out there on the field as a tight end, as a extra unbalanced set offensive lineman, and got us into some big sets. And that was something we did quite a bit in the second half there. There were some big sets where Prochazka's on the field, Liebentritt, number 44, gets out there on the field. You have a tight end or two. I mean, it was, and we just ran it at him, and we controlled some clock. And so those are very good signs as well as we move forward. The youth, we kind of hit on this already. You know, I was mentioning on the defensive line there, but on the defense, you know, Bayer, Buckley, Prince, Van Poppel, Leonard, of course, starts the game. Now he got banged up a little bit. Hopefully he'll be back here soon, but the amount of youth that was playing over there on the defensive side, Tony White has shown he's not even remotely afraid of putting some young guys out there. And, you know, that's on top of the, you know, MJ Shermans and the Chief Borders and new players that are playing a lot. And then you've got, geez, you got Bullocks, Henrich was playing towards the end of the game, honestly. You've got Luke Reimer, the number of players. It's mind-boggling that, you know, we almost came into the season. We're like, well, do we have depth at this position or that position? Right now, I'm like, they're willing to play anyone, and whoever they're playing is playing at a fairly high level for as early as the season is. Because of that, it's like we have depth all over the place. We have defensive line depth. And anyone can play D-line or can play linebacker depending on how they want to do alignment. It's been crazy. Against Colorado, there were times we didn't have a guy on the field that was over 260 pounds. And still we're holding up well against what Colorado was trying to do. I'm not suggesting doing that against, you know, Michigan, but it's just the fact that we have a lot of different types of groupings and how we can align these guys. I think that's a good thing for the future moving forward. And last but not least, just the environment. It was 100 years of Memorial Stadium, and being a night game last night, which was awesome. I hope maybe Michigan can become a night game. Michigan at one point we thought was going to be the big noon game, and then that's kind of been moved all over the place. But Memorial Stadium, especially at night, is a special place. It's special when you can spend all day in Lincoln tailgating, and that's a fun thing by itself. But at night, you know, we had this year's version of Thunderstruck, and now they're starting to get the drones involved over the northeast side of the stadium. But Memorial Stadium is a special place, and it was a special place last night. 100 years of Memorial Stadium. It's a great thing that they're celebrating. And just everything from 2 hours and 15 minutes before kickoff, that we have a full East Stadium of people. And we've got some video of this on our Twitter account, the Redcast Twitter account. The players getting off the bus, the Unity Walker. I'm not even sure what they call it anymore. Maybe they've changed that, but getting off the bus and walking through all the fans. And you see what this does to the players. You see what it does to Coach Rhule and the staff, that level of support. It makes me proud to be a Husker fan. You know, we do that at 0-2. We do it if we were 2-0. It just doesn't matter. We do it because that's what we do. And after spending the last 2 weeks on the road, having been to Minnesota, and which were really good, they were good fans, and then Colorado, which were Colorado fans, you see completely different ways that different fan bases treat opponents and everything. And I'm always proud when I come back home and go to a Nebraska game, and you just see how it's done here in Lincoln. It's a different way of doing it. We had a lot of recruits there last night, and they got to see, I think, Nebraska put out the red carpet and show how we do things here. And at least we've given them something very different than what they're going to see when they go to some other places. Whether they choose to come here or not, that's up to them. But I think Nebraska put its best foot forward there. And so we made progress. We got to 1-2. That's what we needed to do. We need to get that first win. Let's get to 2-2 this next week. Let's keep making progress every week. I feel, as I said this last week after the Colorado loss, I'm as confident as ever in the whole race to 6 of getting to 6 wins and getting to a bowl game. And that's kind of the minimum thing. I'm not putting ceilings on this program at any point. We know the Big Ten West, and we know the rest of the schedule. There's wins to be got, but that's down the road. Right now, it's these baby steps, week by week, get better and better, get back out there, have another great week of practice, Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, practice hard, you know, hitting, keep getting better with that. And, you know, there's good things ahead for this program. So I'm just ecstatic with where we're at right now. Even with the 1-2 record, the things that I'm seeing are great signs for not just this season, but long term. I think the vision that Coach Rhule has here is strong. I think it's something that's going to work at Nebraska. I think it's something that will work in the Big Ten. It begins and ends with physicality. And that's something that I think this program's needed for a long time. So until we see each other again here, we'll probably do a show or two this week, I'm guessing. But Redcasters, thank you so much for your support. And that's another Go Big Redcast.
Herd at Sports Network production.